buddy, come on down to Ted to Beverly Hills. I'm telling you, we are introducing something. Got inspired by something on the Phil Henry Show that I had Bill Canoza, Rudy's uncle, come in. And they kind of slipped it onto the menu. It's called Ted and Beans. We
want to put our meat in your mouth. Ted Bell at Ted to Beverly Hills.
Oh, hold on, Phil. It's called Ted. Well, we haven't decided whether it's Ted and Beans, Phil, or we call it Pork and Ted.
This is the Pork and Beans.
Yeah, it's the Pork and Beans, because Bill Canoza... Hey, Rudy, come on over here. Bill Canoza came in.
Yeah, it's my Uncle Bill was in. He said, I heard the Henry Show. He's talking about the Pork and the Ted. Pork and Bean. And it,
well, you guys have a tendency to singularize everything, so I was thinking, well, why not we... You know, have a Ted and the Bean. What was the name of that show, Phil?
Oh, it was a cop show or something. Yeah, it was called Something in the Bean, Two Cops.
Yeah, so I was thinking Ted and the Bean.
I don't know, that's kind of lame.
Oh, well, I'm lame. Okay, never mind. But I was trying to think. If it was up to me, I wouldn't do it. But then my wife, Marcy, got involved.
So you're going to put Pork and Beans on the menu?
For the kids' menu, yeah. But the title that I wanted to give it is Pork and Bell... Or not Pork and Bell.
They call it Ted and the Pork. Ted and the Pork, yes, because what you wanted to do is you're the bean. And the pork, of the two, the pork drives the car, you're the cop. Of the cop show?
What's the name of that cop show, bud? Let me look it up. God damn. It was with a great actor, Alan Arkin, Adam's father. It's Freebie and the Beans, a 1972 or 1974 film. It had Alan Arkin in it and Bill Eisenstadt.
Bill, I don't know. Who is that?
I just made that up. I don't know. But don't make up names. It was just a placeholder name. What is it with these placeholder names? Until I find out the name of the guy. It doesn't tell us anything, okay?
Who's Bill Eisenstadt?
Hold on for a minute. Hey, Bill, this is my cousin. This is Bill Canoza. Bill, come on. Hello?
Hey, Bill, you're the guy that thought... were you listening to the show?
Yeah, Phil Henry.
Yes.
Oh, hey, Phil. Big, big fan of yours. I was listening to your show yesterday. I told Rudy that he should get the show with the bean, you know?
Yeah.
So I told Ted, he could be Ted and the Bean.
Yeah, like a freebie and a bean.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Why don't you go over there and have yourself. Go over and pull up a chair, man. I'll bring you some of that chili. That's my uncle. He's visiting from Buenos Aires.
His name's Bill, huh?
Yeah, it's Bill. He's been Bill ever since we were kids. But
doesn't he have like a Hispanic name?
Yeah, he's Esteban, but we call him Bill.
Esteban, as in Stephen.
But as in Stephen. He doesn't like the name. He calls us a Bill. But here's the thing, Phil. We call it Ted and the Bean, or Pork and Ted. So Pork is the driver. Ted is the bean.
Pork's the driver.
What does that mean?
It means because in the cop show, the good guy, the really smart guy, was the bean. And Freebie was the guy just driving the car.
And so in the pork is driving the car. This is a dish that I'm serving up in my restaurant.
You understand?
Yeah, but it sounds good, Mr. Bell, because the pork is driving the car. You're looking at you're the bean looking at the map.
I don't know. This is not, this all, like I said, Bill Canoza, and then my wife, Marcy, got involved. God. Chef Chidilli.
Yeah, Chef, what do you think?
About what?
You guys are serving pork and beans.
Oh, my God.
What's wrong with you?
Oh, my God. The last time I served pork and beans was at a restaurant in Philadelphia, and there was a mob killing.
There was a mob killing?
Yes. I was coming out of the kitchen. I had a serving tray of pork and beans. I was walking through the dining room with the serving tray above my head elevated, feeling very proud of the pork and the pork and beans. Next thing I heard was gunfire and people hitting the deck. And thank God I was safe.
Were people killed?
Yeah, there were a couple. It was a mob hit. But as I hit the ground, I had nothing but pork and beans all over me. So I got up, and everyone was relieved that that all this laughter. Look at look at this guy, and I had pork and beans dripping down.
You got to be kidding me.
Well, no, I'm not kidding you. I had pork and beans all over me. It was God damn.
All right, well, I mean...
So why does it make you not want to have pork and beans?
I don't know. I have the worst memories of pork and beans.
Oh. Hey, Bill. Bill Canoza, Bill.
Yes.
What you thinking?
I think it should be the pork and Ted, you know? You drive the car. Hey, Rudy. Yeah, my uncle thinks his pork and Ted sounds good because, just as Bud said, you're looking at the map and the pork is driving the car.
Hey, hold on for a minute, you guys. This is a dish. What do you mean the pork's driving the car?
You see,
see, when I put myself into a dish, Phil, whether it's a porter Ted or let's say it's hot buttered Ted, I am on the receiving end of the butter.
Yeah, see, you don't want to do that, though, and you're on the receiving end of the buttering.
You know, I...
All right, let's not go down that road, okay?
This is why I don't like to get involved in too much... You know, Marcy thought it was fun.
Every time you name something after you, Ted, you've got a problem with it. You're always having a problem. Boy, that is the truth. You're always complaining about people with the hot buttered Ted, hot fudge Ted.
Well, you know, but what's...
And now you got pork in the Ted, because the pork's driving the car. Where's Margaret, by the way?
She's in the bathroom.
I'll be right in.
Oh. Hi.
I'm sorry, I was using the toilet.
Are we on?
Yes.
Okay.
Hey, Margaret, it's Ted Bell.
Hello, Ted. I was listening, and I heard... So you have this dish, pork in the Ted.
Well, yeah, that was the idea of Bill Canosa. That was Rudy's uncle, thought pork in the... And it's from the movie Freebie and the Bean. The bean is... It would be pork and beans. I'm the bean, Ted. And the pork is the freebie.
I think that sounds asinine. I think what you need to just call it is, as you usually do, you call it Pork and Ted, or Ted and Beans.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Well, Pork and Ted is what he was going to call it.
All right, but you don't need that pork's driving the car.
Yeah, see, but it's from the movie.
I know it's from the movie, but it sounds ridiculous. I'm with Margaret. I think she's right.
What do you think, Rudy? What do you think, Bill? Whatever, do I want to do is good.
Okay. He's
good with that, you know. Pork and Ted.
Okay. Now I can't think of... All I can think of is myself sitting shotgun to a big piece of pork driving a car.
All right. So Pork and Ted is on the menu at Ted's of Beverly Hills, and congratulations.
Yeah, whatever.
Yes, you're welcome.
Well, I don't know.
What else is happening at Ted's of Beverly Hills, Ted?
Well, the other thing that's going on here, as you know, Phil, is we've closed the rooftop dining area.
Why is that?
Because of the weather. Nothing too crazy. But I, as you know, I've never been happy with part of the view because it overlooks a garbage can and a guy's, some guy with, he's got the engine out of the car. He's just sitting on the street. So the people are looking at a view of an alley with a garbage can, a car with the engine missing, and then the other side you see Beverly Hills. So what we're thinking of doing is we're going to shut down that end of the rooftop dining area. And they'll just have the view of the beautiful Beverly Hills lights and, you know, Wiltshire Boulevard and like that.
Okay, that sounds good.
The problem is it's going to cut the seating almost in half.
Why do you have to cut the seating in half? Why don't you just...
Well, because to effectively block people away from that view, I don't know.
You know, I think you're making too much out of that.
Why?
It has a view. Didn't you put up a hedge or something like that? Yeah, you put up some lattice.
Well, we did, but people are... When you do that, people want to see. The minute you put up like lattice or you put up like a vine or something, and it looks like you're blocked, people want to start peering through. And I had a guy do that when we first put that lattice up. He came out, he said, "You got a garbage can out here," and he said, "And there's a bum asleep right down below where I'm having my spaghetti." And he kind of dry heaved a little and went off to the bathroom.
Bullshit.
I'm telling you the truth.
So some guy saw a bum sleeping near where he was sitting.
Yeah, well, yeah, it was at the rooftop, and he looked down, he saw a bum asleep. And he started to dry heave and went out to the can.
All right, so you've cut the rooftop dining in half.
Just about, yeah. So we'll have seating for four, and
what do you mean seating for four? How much seating did you have before that?
Well, we had like 20 tables, but when all is said and done, once we get the potted palms in place, and we just try to block your view of the garbage cans, the car. There's a clothesline with clothes on it. It's only down to four seats. And,
yeah, who are you gonna? God, you have to be a VIP to sit up there.
Well, we are. Yeah, we're limiting it to people that first come, first serve. You know, and people that will say, "Is the rooftop open?" I'll say yes. They'll immediately get on their cell phone and start calling me, and I'll go, "No, you got to at least go home, okay?"
Well, why can't they just walk up to the hostess stand and make a reservation?
No, I want people to call.
Wait a minute, Ted. I want to get this straight. So you have four seats available on the roof?
That's correct. Yeah.
And in order to reserve those, you have to call. So if I'm standing in the restaurant, I can't just walk up to the hostess and reserve them.
No.
And I can't use my cell phone. Otherwise, that's what?
I can't see you phoning. I just don't want to see you phoning me, okay?
Well, what if I go out to my car?
In the parking lot?
Yes.
Well, that's no good. Because
Ted, what's the big deal?
The big deal is I want everybody to have an equal chance. Most people are going to be sitting at home. If you go, "Oh, look at that, the four seats are available," I'll go out to the parking lot and call Ted. They'll pretend I'm in home. I don't know. It just...
All right, so they got to go home.
You got to go home, call, and then we'll see, okay?
And is it ever wide open?
Not really, no. In fact, the last 2 weeks, since we've closed off the dining to the one side where you see garbage cans, with the high school, Beverly Hills High, had a snowball, so Josh and his date and a friend, they took the table for a couple of nights, and then we had a lot of friends there. So for the first week, we had friends sitting there, Josh, his girlfriend, and a couple of friends of his. Then I used it a few nights in a row.
But you were there.
Yeah, that's right. I own the restaurant.
Okay, I mean, why can't you just use another table?
I wanted to sit at the rooftop of my restaurant, okay?
All right.
So I was there like 3 nights in a row because I was having a cigar, relaxing, and looking at the view.
So has it been open to the public yet?
Yes, it opened up this week, but you got a call from a place where I can't see you. I don't know. It's
That sounds really childish, Ted.
Yeah, well, isn't that nice? You know what? It's how I want to do it, okay? I've been put through living hell with this rooftop dining. If the place burns to the ground, I don't give a shit. Pretty funny thinking about a man's business burning to the ground, huh, Phil?
Well, you're so dramatic, dude. I mean, I know you've had a big hassle with the rooftop dining, but I think you've had some good experiences, haven't you?
Not many, no. Every night it's something. Oh, look, I can see a garbage can. I see there's a guy asleep out there on the pavement. Is this soup? Is this soup, or is this something that you wash your clothes in? Things like that. So,
well, why is the food worse up there?
Because Chef Chedilly insists on making sure that everyone in the main dining areas are fed, and that the menu and everything on it is to perfection for people that are in the dining areas inside the restaurant. When it comes to people sitting on the roof, what's your policy, Chef?
Well, people on the roof are going to get the very fine cooking that the Chef Ted's of Beverly Hills has, but it sits a little longer. Waiting for the waiters to come get it. The rest of the food is in the... So you're going to... If you get soup, if you get a steak from us, it's been sitting there for, I don't know, for how long? At the longest, maybe 25 minutes or something like that.
Why would I want to eat a steak like that?
Why would anybody want to eat a 25-minute-old steak? You want to cook it? I want to make sure that everybody downstairs has their food. The people upstairs, they're staring at garbage cans. They want to be up there anyway to have a cigar and sit there and impress their girlfriends and make out. I don't think they care at all about the food. Well, that is true.
What do you mean that is true?
Well, when I was up there anyway, I didn't care.
You got 4 seats up there now. When you had a seating for how many people?
We have seating for 25.
And now you've only got 4 seats. Did the people like the food then?
Did the people like the food then? I don't know. I didn't hear anything about it. I think people like the view. I think they like to have a cigar. I think they like to sit there with their girlfriend and, do whatever they do. But as far as the food was concerned, I wasn't really going to go whole hog because they're up there. They're in the open. You got flies. You got dirt. Jesus.
And this is all falling in the food?
Yeah, it's going to fall into the food. So I would just, I tell the waiters, you come get this later, okay? And if it sits there for a half an hour, tough stuff. Oh, man. You're lucky that we didn't get complaints about that. I'm lucky. I'm trying to keep it viable in the dining room.
All right, guys, there's no point in arguing about it because... Arguing about it because you've only got 4 seats now upstairs. Is it available for reservation now?
Is what?
The seats upstairs.
Oh, yeah, it is. But, I mean, it's been taken. It's booked out for about 3 months. Yeah, I got it all next week.
Well, then why even have it, man?
Because, Phil, it is prime real estate. You got a beautiful view. You have we got complimentary cigars, and we have a complimentary cigar and the California wine selection featuring our Simi Chardonnay, and we also have our Belle signature Claude de Belle, and that's a beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon. How do you pronounce that?
Sauvignon.
Sauvignon. And that is very choice, and we have that for anybody sitting up top. But so far, the people sitting up top are all people that work here, are friends of mine. We're going to open it up to the public soon.
4 seats.
That's right, Phil, 4 seats. I'm real sorry, but I didn't want people looking at a garbage can, a garbage can, a garbage can.
Thank you. Well, Phil, that's a little childish. It's childish of him going through the garbage can, a garbage can. I get it, Ted. That's fine. I understand. I had to cut you off.
Bob Green just called, and something happened last night. It wasn't too good.
Bob Green, what happened? Well, wait, hold on. Why don't you save it for the air, even if it's an emergency? It could be life-threatening, but wait until you go on the air. Is it life-threatening, bud?
Yeah, Mr. Andy, is it life-threatening? No, it isn't, Mr. Andy, but it was something kind of embarrassing.
All right, we're going to be back with Bob Green. I think the last time Bob was on, it was with Ted, wasn't it?
Well, it was the same show, yes.
All right. Bob Green is coming back with us here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. He's the guy that we had on. He was talking about a new slogan, Meet Bob's Meat. All right, so we'll be right back. World-famous Phil Hendry Show and PhilHendryShow.com.
Com.
Hi, friends. It's Phil Henry, and encouraging you to get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. We're going to have a lot of stuff happening in the next 12 months. You know, we're going to be doing 2 months in New York. We'll be originating shows from New York City, Midtown, as we appear in Tom Alper's great play, The Pitch, which will be at the Actors Temple Theater. And while we're in New York, we'll be originating shows there. And, of course, we come back to our Space Coast studio. And we're rock and roll on. Well, we'll give you the news, man, when it's when the time is right. How about that?
You sure you got news? Are you bullcrapping people?
I got news, friend. Okay.
What is it? General's fired.
I didn't touch him.
You didn't touch me.
I know. Get a backstage pass. What was that sound you made?
Say it sounds good. If you go ahead, General, do it again. I'll go.
Yeah, that's pretty good. What is that? Is that you getting hit?
Yeah.
The backstage pass to the backstage pass to the world famous Phil Henry Show at philhenryshow.com. Get a subscription for a month or for a year. You'll be happy as a pig in slop. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the greatest value online other than porn. And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. I'm Margaret Gray with General Shaw. Bud Dickman, here's Phil Henry.
Thank you very much, Margaret. And welcome back. Bob Green's going to join us from Bob Green's Meats and Greens grocery store. A reminder to pick up a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Also, visit our fan page at Facebook. It's Phil Henry Fans, P-H-A-N-S. Phil Henry Fans, P-H-A-N-S. We would love for you to drop by, give us a like, say, hey, Phil, great seeing you, man. And also the BSPs and More page. If you're a you don't even have to be a BSP, a backstage pass member, but we encourage our BSPs to gather at the BSPs and More page. That's Melissa Robinson's page. And we tried doing a chat.
Well, that chat was pathetic last night.
Well, I don't know, man. I mean, I probably didn't give it enough promotion. And the other thing is the connection kept breaking.
Yeah, I got bored with it. I turned it off.
All right, well, sorry. Although Jackie did check in, and she and I sat and talked together.
Well, that's nice, Phil, but you're supposed to be chatting with your listeners.
I know, but it just, the connection was lousy. And it may be where I live. It may have something to do with the spectrum where I am. It may have nothing to do with Facebook. I don't know. But I sure am going to be happy when we're able to do chats back at the website again.
So you are going to do chats at the website. That is now affirmed.
Yeah, that's what I want to do. Is that Bob hanging on?
Yeah, Mr. Green, we'll get to you in a minute.
Oh, okay, because I...
Did you just...
I cut him off.
Get him back on the line, please. Bob?
Yeah, I was just saying I was waiting to talk to you, Phil. I didn't... Sound like you guys were talking about something else, so I was sitting here, you know, with my hand in my pants.
We don't need that, Bob.
I'm awfully sorry. That was unnecessary. No, I'm sitting here.
All right, hold on. Let's talk about it. You said something happened involving someone we know. Did you?
I talked to Bob already. It was Harvey Weierman, right, Bob?
Yeah. Harvey Weierman came in, Phil. I don't know if he was drunk. I don't know what the problem was, but he walked in here yesterday. And he said, hi, it's Harvey Weierman. I said, I know you're from the Phil Henry Show. He said, yes. He said, I came here to meet Bob's meat. I said, okay, that's great. I said, here's our meat sections over here. And I started to walk to the meat section. He goes, no, I came here to meet Bob's meat. And he went for my fly.
And, oh, get out of here, man.
I'm telling you the truth. He went for my fly. He was probably joking. But I slapped his hand away. And he held onto his hand and stared at me and had... If ever a guy had murder in his eyes, this guy Weierman did, and he told me he was a Marine in the Pacific in World War II, and if I were Japanese, my head would already be off, and I'd be holding it in my left arm, and then he walked out. Thank you very much.
Hold on. Don't hang up, Mr. Green. Anyway, you can't hang up.
I know that. What's the big laugh?
Nothing. So Harvey Weierman came in. I want to get this. This is General Shaw.
Yes, sir.
Harvey Weierman came in there. And he said what?
He said, I came to meet Bob's meat.
He came to meet Bob's meat, and then you said, let's go to the meat section.
Yeah, I started to guide him over there, and instead he went for my fly. I slapped his hand away, and then he backed up two steps, held onto his hand, stared at me with pure death in his eyes, and said, I was a Marine in the Pacific in World War II, and if you were Japanese, you'd be sitting in a stool with your head under your left arm.
Bullshit.
Mr. Henry, I'm ready to get a lawyer. You think I'm kidding about that?
No. I'm sorry. Can we get Harvey?
I'm trying to reach Harvey Weierman right now.
Well, I don't know if I want to talk to the guy. I mean, he threatened me, and you know.
That doesn't sound like Harvey. That sounds crazy. I mean, he must have been drunk or something.
You got Harvey Weirman.
I got Harvey Weirman. Harvey.
Yes, Phil, that's Harvey Weirman.
Hey, Harvey, this is Bob Green.
Yes, Bob, I know it's you.
Okay, do you know why we're calling?
Yes, I know why you're calling. You're calling because this guy invited me to meet his meat, so I went for his fly, and he slapped me.
Well, what do you think I was going to do? Why are you inviting people to meet your meat?
Hey, Harvey, it's not like that, okay?
Maybe it's not like that, and maybe it is. These guys with the double entendre, okay? This is what this is all about. You're expected to just go, oh, I know, I'm going to go to the meat section. Well, I decided to test the theory. I walked in there, I said, hi, I'm here to meet Bob's meat. And he said, okay, and he starts to walk away. I go, no, I don't know where you're going, but I think it's right there. And I faked like I was going to unzip his fly. I didn't get that close to you at all.
Well, I didn't know that, and I reached out and slapped your hand as anybody would, yes.
And that's when I recoiled in horror that a guy that's about 5 foot nothing would slap my hand. I told him, yes, I was a Marine in the Pacific in World War II, and I didn't say if you were Japanese, you'd be sitting on that stool holding your head at your left arm. I said that I've seen, in some instances, guys get so angry that a guy can be sitting on a stool with a lit cigarette and an ashtray holding his head in his left arm.
Well, that's not what you said. That's exactly what I said. That's exactly what I said.
Well, that still sounds like a threat. Harvey, it sounds like a threat anyway, bringing that up.
Oh, come on. I wasn't threatening the guy at all. He slapped me. He made physical contact with me.
Did you make physical contact with him?
No, I did not.
Well, how was I supposed to know? You're reaching over, leaning slowly over with your fingers. It looked like you were about ready to pull my zipper.
Jesus. Yeah, well, did I?
No, you didn't, but the fact is...
No, so I didn't make any physical contact, but you made physical contact with me.
Look, Harvey, I'm here to see if we can't mediate this thing.
Yeah, no, I know that, Phil. That's what you're always doing, seeing if you can be the peacemaker, okay?
Hey, Mr. Henry, I'm not interested in mediating anything.
There he is with meat, see? You don't want to mediate anything? That means what? You don't want to have my meat? How about you meet my meat? What do you think of that?
Hey, look. Look it. You didn't make any physical contact with him. He slapped your hand away with, and I think probably rightfully so, not knowing what you're doing, reaching for his zipper.
Oh, I was about a foot away from his zipper.
Well, I didn't know that, okay?
And then when he slapped me, I said, you know, I'm a Marine. I was in the Pacific in World War II, and there were days when you might see a guy holding his head under his arm, okay, a lit cigarette and a glass of sherry.
You didn't say that.
Well, I was just...
You're kidding, right?
You don't know what you were going to see in those days. It was crazy. We were all crazy. It was horrifying.
You said to me, if you were Japanese...
No, I did not. I did not say that. And I'll go to court, and I'll testify that I didn't say it.
Well, you know something? I could get a lawyer and go to town on you and...
Well, why would you do that, Bobby? I mean, it was a misunderstanding. It was a stupid... Even if it was a joke, it was a stupid joke. You don't need the money.
No, I don't need the money. But when I've worked hard on that slogan. You know that I was saying to you that I was going to go along the Ted Bell route. I was going to do something with double entendre.
So it was double entendre.
Yes, of course it was. And I was going to say, meet Bob's meat, but I wasn't going to make it dirty. And then Harvey Weirman comes in. And there's about four or five women there standing, staring, because they wanted to know about the pot roast. We were doing a special on London broil or something. And he says to me, I came to meet Bob's meat, and I said, it's right over here. He reaches for my fly, I slap his hand, and he grabs his hand, and he goes, you know something, in the Pacific many years ago, I was a Marine. You used to see a guy sitting there holding his head with a London broil in front of him. I forget what he said. Yeah, that's it right there. You forget what I said.
With a London broil in front of him?
It was something having to do with that's how casually he could take my head off.
No, sir, I did not. I was trying to say it was very frightening and ugly in the Pacific what you would see, okay? And for you to slap me, a Marine veteran, I felt that was, you know, I should just point out to you that I've seen things that would make you puke. Okay?
I don't doubt that, sir, but all I did was slap your hand away when I thought you were going to grab my fly, unzip, and do whatever the hell it was you think you were going to do.
I wasn't going to do anything. I didn't even touch you.
All right, why don't we just drop the whole thing?
Well, now it's gone public. Now I'm out here in public.
Yeah, I'm out here in public. I look like everybody's little bitch that this guy's going to grab my fly? No.
I didn't grab your fly, and you slapped me. You slapped my hand, even though I'm a Marine with experience in South Pacific in World War II.
But I know, when a guy'd be sitting there having a sherry, smoking a cigarette, and holding his own head under his left arm.
Yes.
That's what we saw. It was pretty ugly.
All right, listen, you guys need to drop it right now, or I'm going to just go ahead and let you guys pursue this elsewhere, because I don't want to hear any more about it. It sounds like a silly-ass joke gone bad. Isn't that what it was, Harvey?
Yes, it was a joke. But this guy's just taking everything seriously. I've only met you once before. How did I know? You come walking into my grocery store, Bob Green's Meats and Greens. I got the big sign that says, Meet Bob's Meat. Yes, that's what it said. So I came in to meet Bob's Meat. I go for the fly, I get my hand slapped, and then I reminded you that when I was in the Pacific in World War II, we'd walk through the jungle and suddenly see a guy sitting there with a hamburger and a Coke in front of him, holding his own head. So I can tell you right now that...
All right, Harvey Weierman and Bob Green. You know, Phil, when you cut people off like that, yeah, it's a little premature, Phil. All right, put him back on, for God's sake.
Hello?
Right here.
Did you cut us off?
I got to get going. So what's the upshot in this, guys?
The upshot is this. I didn't make physical contact with you. You made physical contact with me, Mr. Green. And you made me look like a zoo full of chimpanzees swinging from the bars and going... All right, well, I'll think about it. Yeah, you think about it.
Hey, Bob, why don't you just let it go, okay? We've just... Your grocery store, I shouldn't say that.
Grocery store? This is a fine food gourmet... This is a gourmet store.
Okay. It's gotten plenty of publicity. And Meet Your Meat. Harvey's making a joke, you know.
I don't give a shit. Yeah, I didn't think you did. Just remember, I know in the Pacific you'd see a guy sitting there holding his own head while he was making a phone call. I've heard...
There, is that fine? That's fine, yeah. When I was in the Pacific, yeah, Harvey was, you know, a Marine in the Pacific. I know that. And I guess they saw some pretty ugly stuff. A guy holding his own head sitting down to a London broil? Yeah, sure.
Well, there's a lot of that stuff. Did you ever see that show, The Pacific?
I did, yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty brutal.
Well, there was nothing in The Pacific about a man holding his head in his right arm.
No, but they had some guys, their heads was cut off and stuff.
I know. It was horrible. It was horrifying. But it was, by the way, that was the same guy that did Band of Brothers. Dale Dye was a part of the... Dale Dye, the guy that... That you used to know. Well, not used to know. I mean, well, yeah, used to know. Dale used to call the show way back in the radio days. Anyway, he was the consultant on that, on Band of Brothers, and on Saving Private Ryan. So he had a lot of great stories to tell about that. World-famous Phil Henry Show here from the Space Coast. World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by me, Phil Henry, for Ciempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. Thank you very much for joining us here this evening from the Space Coast, baby. And don't forget, in early October, we're going to be off-Broadway. Me and I and me and I and me and I and all the other great people in Tom Alper's The Pitch. So come see us there at the Actors Temple Theater, Midtown, New York, in October. Beautiful thing.
Also, get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil. We love Phil's theater experience. I hope I can go with him, because there's an awful lot of people in New York in the theater community that I know.
Yeah, we know it already, okay?
Watch it. But get a backstage pass to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Thousands of hours of great, fun, neat things.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, the greatest value online other than porn.